Hey guys, what's up? Coming to you from Texas, not home tonight, but we're still going to talk about this episode of Before the 90 Days. And there's a special surprise tonight, so I'm really excited about that. But yeah, we're going to get into this. Hopefully my Wi-Fi here is going to hold up. Fingers crossed. Hopefully Halo, Jola, Billy, Judith is here. Hey, Judith. How's everybody doing on this Monday? Valerie's here.
Hey, oh my gosh, I miss you.
Surprise. Look who's back.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad to have you back. We've missed you.
Be back.
It's been weird, right? Yeah. Like, I feel like we've been the team for so long. It's just weird. Like, I love Gina. I love everybody. But the team, right? Yeah. We're back together. We're almost back together. We got to get Dee Dee back as soon as possible. She's got personal stuff going on. But as soon as possible, I really want to get Dee Dee back. And I'm just so glad to have you back. So I want to get your thoughts because you've been gone for a while. So I know that there's a lot of stuff that you would like to say, especially about this season, right?
I have so much to say.
So I want to talk about, I want to get into the gonorrhea conversation because I feel like this was something that I wanted to hear your opinion on because Lauren said tonight that having gonorrhea to him is like having food poisoning. You know, it's not serious. You just take a pill or you get a shot and you move on with your life. You know, you move on with your day. So I want to get your idea or your opinion of someone who, because obviously this is not his first time with gonorrhea because he vividly explains to us, you know, the process of to get rid of it. You know how to get rid of something if you've had it before.
Right.
Right?
Right. The amount of ick I have. This guy is so gross. He's almost Kyle Gordy gross. Like, it's that bad.
Wow. Oh, Kyle Gordy.
I know.
That's a very high level to live up to for gross, right?
Faith, so much. And Faith is such a sweetheart. And she's literally, like, his non-monogamy, his gonorrhea, his homelessness. This guy is the biggest gaslighting yuck that I can't. I'm trying to peel my skin off today.
What he said tonight really irritated me because he was like, you had to have known that for 6 months I had to be sleeping with other people. Why do people assume that they don't tell you something, but you're supposed to just know? Because we're going to get into this also with Brian, because she was just supposed to know, right? And so we're going to get into that too, right? But Lauren was just like, well, you just assumed I wasn't having sex with anyone else for 6 months. And she's like, yes. That's usually what a relationship is. And if it's not, you would tell the person that that's not your idea of a relationship. And I feel like Faith is smart. Like, she's been picking up on the red flags. I feel like she's definitely not naive, right? I feel like she's young and she's inexperienced, but she's not stupid, which I'm so happy, right? Because she told them tonight, she was like, I would like space. And I was like, actually, I want to add to that. I want you to have distance, not just space, like maybe a whole continent between her and Lauren, right? Like, I don't like when people drop information on people and then like force themselves back on them to try to force the person to move on faster than they're ready. If she needs to take the whole trip to process this, she should be allowed, right?
No, this girl is going to be so broken. She's never had a boyfriend. He's her first boyfriend. And this is what she gets. Like, this broke her. This is going to take her a very long time to come back from. But also, not only did he lie about cheating and all the lies he's done, when he first told her he had gonorrhea, it's because he had the sex one time with the one girl from Thailand. Right. Then he said he had the sex with the same girl from Thailand twice. But then he said he's been sleeping with people all along. First of all, who's sleeping with this man? Who?
Like, I'm gonna say he lives in Vegas, and you know, every time I hear stories about Vegas, people are doing debaucherous things, right? So I'm just assuming.
Hold on, my sister lives in Vegas, and no way, My sister is the most upstanding citizen, beautiful human being you would ever meet. There is no way she is comfortably living in the same city as him. There's no way.
Well, he's trying to live in the Philippines because it's cheaper. He was on the Twitter space the other week with me and Shibuti, and he said that his actual dream was to move to the Philippines and live like in someone's backyard in like a shed and be like a illegal immigrant or whatever. He was like, that was what he was thinking. So I don't even know if he even cares about Faith.
No.
I'm under the impression that Faith is just a way for him to get into the country, and then he's going to do whatever the hell he wants once he gets there, right?
Yeah, he had $46 to his name when he gets there. Realizes he can spend $46, which would be in turn like $2,000 here. So he can live anywhere he wants there and live like a king in his eyes. He's using her so bad, it makes me sick. And she is going to take a very long time to come back from this.
Well, it's going to put her relationship situation in a standstill. Because, you know, the worst your relationship is, because I always tell people this, I was like, your last relationship defines your new relationship. Because your level of trust, your level of compassion, sympathy, all of that is gauged by how bad the last person in your life was. Mm-hmm. And I think for her, because with this being her first serious boyfriend, she might just go back to the friends with benefit situation that she's been in. You know, it's empty. You don't get to have somebody to come home to every night.
Yeah.
So I get why she's looking to have that serious monogamous relationship. And then what's even more scary, because when people tell me all the time, they're like, oh, I like being single. I like to, you know, sleep with whoever I want. And I was like, STDs are real though. You know, and I think this is a good like realization. Like, yeah, that is a fun lifestyle. It's cool. You have your freedom. And you can do whatever you want, but you could also come home with an unwanted side effect of that lifestyle. So
What happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas.
No, sometimes it follows you all the way to the Philippines, right? All the way to the Philippines, literally. It's crazy. And then the fact that he's just like, this is nothing. I don't want it to ruin our day. Yeah. And I was like, you have gonorrhea, sir. What do you mean you don't want this to ruin your day? Their day should already be ruined. If I got a phone call and someone tells me that I have gonorrhea, my whole month is ruined. Okay?
My life is ruined.
Right. Like, I don't even know what I would do from that moment. He was just like, well, we're going to go out to the beach. You know, like, it was nothing to him. He's like, yeah, I figured because there was all this weird discharge. And I'm like, so that wasn't alarming to you? Because that would be hella alarming to me if there's discharge or something coming out of something that shouldn't, or if it's not blood, if there's something coming out of your body and it's not the color that it should be, that should worry you. And he waited until he got a phone call. He didn't even investigate. He's like, yeah, I figured something was wrong. You figured
literally why did you go to the lake or the beach or anywhere instead of going straight to the doctor? That is where you should have gone.
Infected the water, because that was the first thing I said. I was like, look how beautiful this little small little dam was. It was really pretty. It was really beautiful. And I was like, well, now the water is infected, right? So like, because once he gets in the water, you know, I don't know how that works, but I'm pretty sure if you get in a pool or in a small water area with someone who has something like that, you could catch it that way too.
Well, right? In a pool, there's chlorine, that's gonna kill it, but you're like in the free water and it's surrounded by people.
Somebody's
gonna catch something. Yeah, 100%. He's so gross. His smug ass smile through it all. The only time I saw him not smile was when she says, "I need time. I am shocked." He's like, "Okay."
Oh, so you caught that too? So when they were in the van, and she was like yelling, and well, not yelling, but like showing her frustration with his lies, and you know him not being honest. He was grinning.
Yeah.
I was like, that bothered me a little bit because you can see that she's hurt. It's not that she's upset. She's hurt because you made it seem like y'all were in a monogamous relationship for 6 months. And then you sprung it on her. The only reason why you sprung it on her is because you have an STD and you can't have sex with her. So now you have to tell her. Yeah. And then now you're like laughing. I don't want to say laugh, but like grinning at the way that she reacted. And I was like, see, I don't know if that's like an emotionless reaction. Like, is he an emotionless person? Does he just not care about other people's feelings?
He is so self-absorbed and only gives a shit about himself. Like, he gives me the ick. He is Kyle Gordy status of ick.
I can see that. Okay, so
said that guy's name two times.
And I know that that name is stricken. Yes. It's like the Ed name. You don't like to even speak it into existence. I don't.
That's just disgusting.
So in Jordan, we saw this really extravagant wedding, right? Like, I can't even say anything negative. It was very impressive, right?
I have to say is Adnan, he planned it, right?
Yeah.
Was anybody else surprised to see his surprise reaction to everything as she was? He walks in, he's like, oh my God, it's beautiful. Well, no shit.
That's true. You planned it. That's true. And if he planned it, he would know what to expect. I mean, I don't think a 22-year-old man planned that. It was too extravagant. It had too many moments. The detail was really intricate, right? Like, I don't think that he planned it. I think maybe he paid for it, or maybe his family paid for it, and then he's just taking credit for it. But I don't see him as the type to put that much attention into detail, right? Like, he's just like,
he paid for it with the money Tiger Lily sent him over the course of time.
So wait, do you think that Tiger Lily paid for her own wedding?
No, I think that Tiger Lily sent him money over the course of their relationship, and he has used that for the wedding to say he paid for it.
Really?
That's
so he says that he's a model, right? Do you think that he has money at all? Because I think we had this conversation earlier in the season, right? Because we were like, she's gonna lose a lot of money because she was married to a very, very rich man and he was giving her spousal support. So I was wondering, because she, you know, when she marries Adnan, the spousal support is gonna end. Does he have the money to maintain that lifestyle? Do you think that he has more money than we're giving him credit for, or you think that he's broke?
Honestly, after seeing the wedding today, I was kind of like, maybe the guy does have some money. But then I thought about it and I was like, there's no way. He was too surprised by everything. He's the one that decided about the second dress and all of that. She's just, you know, she literally is flying by the seat of her pants. Well, it seems like a very Muslim way to have your culture pushed on me. Seems like a very Muslim way to, well, no shit. He's Muslim. What do you want from the guy?
I think for me, it bothers me that she pretends, because it's clearly an act, right? Well, I'm going to ask you, do you think that Tiger Lily is stupid? Because I don't believe that she's as stupid as she acts.
100%.
But like, as stupid as she acts, or do you think that she's
stupider?
Really?
Is that stupider a word?
Well, yeah. Remember Miss Karen? Miss Karen made that a word when things were getting stupider.
Yeah.
So it bothers me that she pretends. Well, maybe she's not pretending. Like you said, maybe she really doesn't know. Because she's like, oh, well, the standards of his religion, it's like he has rules for me and not for him. And I'm like, so you've never, like, Googled Muslim, or you've never watched a TV show that had to do with the Muslim religion or marriage or relationships? I was like, even, like, a deaf and blind person would know more about the Muslim religion than you're leading on. Like, it's impossible that you know nothing about them, but you flew all the way around the world to marry a Muslim and didn't even think, let me just Google, right? I'm not even asking her to take a college course. I'm just saying, like, just Google it and get a gist of what you're doing, right? Like, for instance, say you're going on vacation, you're booking stuff, you're going to Google the weather, you're going to Google things around the resort. You're not going to just show up. Right? People don't do, I mean, I hope people don't do that. I don't do that. I Google stuff just so I know what I'm getting into. So the idea that she wants us to believe that she met a Muslim man on the internet, never asked him one single question about what was expected of her in his religion, or if he was going to have expectations, or what his religion entailed, flew all the way there, married him, and then is completely surprised at all of the restrictions that are placed on her, even though she's not a Muslim. Marrying a Muslim kind of just makes you a Muslim, right? Like, you don't, converting is not as important as you think. When you marry a Muslim, you're just a Muslim, right? Like, that's just kind of how they look at it. You're going to be held responsible to all of the rules of that religion, whether you're a part of it or not. So I want to believe that she has more than one brain cell. I just want to believe that. Okay.
Let me confirm why she doesn't. I love him so much that, like, even if he's a serial killer, that's fine as long as he's not killing me.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's one brain cell. and it's fried.
That was, yeah, you're right. That was the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. I'm sorry, if my husband became a serial killer, you gotta go, dude. Like,
well, you would probably turn him in, right? Because 100%. What are the odds that, odds that you won't be the next victim, right? You might be saying, if you would have, because if they've been out there killing random people, how do you know you're not next, right? Like, and it's like, oh, well, he loves me. Most of the situations where I watch Snapped, okay? I think it's an awesome show. I don't think it's awesome what's happening. Yeah. But most of the people that are killed by someone that said that they love them. Okay, so that is not a good reason to be like, oh, well, if they love me, so they can do whatever. No, you have to be very, very aware of, and have you ever noticed that most serial killers don't have wives?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's because they killed them, right? Like, I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't know. I wanted to believe that she was pretending to be like a dumb Kardashian this whole time, but you might be right. She might actually be this ditzy, absent-minded person.
Okay, there is no way she's gonna be married to this guy in this golden birdcage, as she puts it, who showers her with everything she could ever dream of, but is abusive or controlling. So she spends 4 years getting out, gets fat alimony checks, has two children, and says, I can't wait to marry some guy I don't know and hope he's not a serial killer in another country without bringing my children or any of my family. And I'm also not allowed to have friends. So I have to bring my esthetician and my hairdresser. Nobody does this.
No, you're right. Nobody. Right. No one. Because, and if she didn't bring her esthetician and hairdresser, she may have never been seen again.
Yep.
Right? Like, you go to these random countries and meet random people, and that might just be the last we see of you as, like, an intact person. Right? Like, that might be it. And I don't know what would possess. Okay, so Laura says, do you think that he may want to go to the U.S.? He's never said so far that he wants to go to the U.S., but he is a model, and he wants to be an actor. So I'm going to say that that's probably part of this.
I don't.
Right?
When he wants to go to the U.S.
You think he wants to stay where he is?
Yeah, and I think he wants just her to move there with just her money. Leave her kids behind, leave her ex behind, leave her troubles behind. Just move here. You're my wife now, so you can't just go back to the U.S. because I will never know if you're alone in a room with a man. There might be there might be a man at the TSA airport that has to frisk me. You don't know. Those are random checks. People get frisked at the airport all the time. If it's a man, he's frisking her. What happens now? You divorcing me? Like,
right? I mean, and a lot of hairdressers are men. I've actually found women have said that they prefer men hairdressers, which is crazy to me because I was like, wait, you would think you would trust a woman more because women have the hair. The type of hair. And they're like, no, men do a better job.
Men do a better
job. And I've heard that over and over. So the idea that he doesn't want her to interact with men, and clearly she has a hairdresser of 20 years that's a man. So it goes, and I've asked so many different women, they're like, oh yeah, I've had women hairdressers, and men do a better job. And I'm like, how is that? Right? Like, it's confusing, but it's interesting because as a Muslim wife, she's supposed to only interact with other women.
Yeah.
And even when those women want to go out, they have to go out together. Like, she's not even technically supposed to go out alone. Like, when she jumped out of the car in the preview tonight, he was like, that's not a good thing to do, to walk away from your husband alone. And it's true. We learned that with Laura and Aladdin and Brittany and Azan. You're not even supposed to be walking down the street without your husband next to you. You
can't shake another man's hand. You can't give another man a hug.
Well, it's funny because he can shake other women's hands. And again, she's acting surprised. I want to believe that she's not. But she, because that was why she jumped out of the truck. He shook a woman's hand. And she's like, well, the rules don't apply to him. And I'm like, yeah, we've watched this story before, Tiger Lily. You know, like, this is not the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth time that an American woman found out that they don't like being a Muslim wife. Like, it's crazy to me that you didn't do one ounce of back research on marrying a person who's part of a religion. Because it's like, she's like, he doesn't want me to convert. You don't have to. He's still going to hold you responsible to every single restriction that entails his religion. Because I think she thought of it as, well, since I'm not going to be actually a Muslim, I can respect it, but I don't have to be a part of it. And I think she's hella confused. Because no part of a Muslim wants. And it's weird because, again, I've said this too, I don't understand why they always pick the freest, most independent, free-thinking woman that they can find and then try to turn her into a Muslim. That's like the biggest, oxymoron for me, right? Like, it's like you pick the woman who, because, you know, there's people like Shekinah. You could probably talk Shekinah into becoming, you could talk her into anything, right? Sarper can literally talk her into anything.
Tiger Lily looks like Shekinah, Darcy, and Nuttallee all had a baby together.
I can see that. She's
it's
had a
little
lot
of all of them. It's all the levels of crazy put into one little body. It's their love child.
Well, it's crazy because Darcy and Stacey, right? Like, we know that they're out there, especially Darcy. But I do think that Darcy has more than one brain cell. Because she has said things that have made sense before. She does stupid things.
Yeah.
But she has said things that have made sense. Tiger Lily has never said anything that made sense.
I agree completely.
So it's just really confusing. And I refuse to believe that there are people in this world that are that dumb. Right? Like, Google is free. School is free. You can get scholarships. Information is just being thrown down your throat. There's no reason why you should ever be this dumb on TV. I mean, just period. You shouldn't be this dumb ever, but especially on TV.
Yeah. You put yourself, I mean, I haven't even taken a time to read Reddit on her, but I can only imagine.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I want to hear all the craziness. And I've been wondering if she's back here, because I've been looking at her page and I've been like trying to figure things out. She's pretty secretive about it, right? I got a DM today because apparently
she was an influencer. She had 800,000 followers when she joined the show and scrubbed her whole page. I did my deep diving, you know that.
Yes, she did. She had a lot, like 700,000, but she wasn't verified, which was weird, right? That caught me as strange. But she did. She scrubbed her page, which wants me to raise an eyebrow, because I'm like, well, why do you want to delete everything? Because, you know, if you've already are an influencer, people have already watched your stuff hundreds of thousands of times. So deleting it makes me question, well, what were you doing?
Someone has screenshots.
Right. Recording. It's just really strange. And I don't know. I'm wondering what the situation is. I was getting Sarper and Shekinah vibes and stuff, because there's no way, right? Because even in, I don't think Shekinah's ever said anything smart before. No.
Never.
But Darcy, like, I've seen Darcy and she's said things in between drinks that have made sense, right? Like, I know that
when Darcy says something smart, Darcy then says something that cancels that out.
right. She'll be like analyzing the situation and she'll be like, no, I shouldn't do that. And then right away do it.
Literally.
But you know that there's a reasoning in there.
Yes.
She can reason. She just is bad at it.
Yeah.
I don't think that Tiger Lily can reason. I don't think that she has that ability. She's just not there.
Yeah.
Okay. So Gina, you said something that I agree. Why are we getting these influencers and fake people on the show? I'm so tired of influencers. Like, I like Renee and Chitty this season because they're so real. Everything about this story can't make sense. It can't be fake because it's crazy.
Stop it. Renee and Chitty are real?
Yes. Do you think that this chicken lady is on TV acting this way and acting? Do you think that she's not weird?
I'm gonna find the post from his sister that exposed all her bullshit.
But she is definitely crazy, though. Like,
she's 100% crazy.
Okay, so you agree that she's a whack job, right? 100%. Like, she literally. I mean, okay, so maybe I don't mean real. Maybe I just mean drama to the point where it wasn't written by a writer.
She planned this whole thing out. She
really?
They were together for X amount of years via internet. She wanted to come on the show. She absolutely wanted to come on the show. He didn't have a cell phone. He didn't have a way to communicate. He didn't even have any social media. She contacted the sister, told the sister, I need to get in contact with him because I want to go on this show and we're both going to make money. So the sister sets her up to talk to him on social media. They talk on social media. She presents this idea of going on the show. One of the stipulations of going on the show is he has to have a phone. So she gives him a phone. Then they start their communication that TLC can log. And that is how the story was born.
So are they together?
No.
Were they? They weren't even together.
All for the show. Spilled the beans. She was like, at this point, I don't even give a shit about my NDA. Here is what happened.
Well, that's disappointing. That's very disappointing.
I'm sad for him, but man, she is batshit cuckoo. She gives me Jamie and Chris vibes.
Yeah, I get that. Yep. I get that too. I do. And I thought that the way that how erratic and strange she was, that it had to be real, right? Because I was like, no one acts like this for real. It has to be real. No one would pretend to be a crazy person who talks to chickens, but also eats chickens. Like, I was like, it's just so crazy to me that it can't be fake, right? But I guess it is. I mean,
it is all fake. And I, as soon as his sister posted all that shit, I was like, hold on. So I went back and rewatched them because I was trying to pick up on all the little things. And his sister is not wrong.
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, okay, so I want to talk about Niles real quick because Niles got to Ghana and he's meeting Matilda, who thinks that they're getting married on this trip, but they're not. And I also, I think I said this last week with Gina. I was worried that Niles was going to be traveling alone because he has his issues with autism and noises, sounds, different types of situations he's not used to. Those all can be a trigger for him. So I found out tonight, we all found out tonight, that his family is not supportive. That's why he's going by himself. They don't want him doing this.
Yeah.
And, oh, did you also see, there's a story that went out, I think Starcasm posted it, that he sued the city that he works for discrimination or wrongful termination or something. There was like this lawsuit, and I read the information in the lawsuit. There were like physical threats and everything. I have a message going out to someone. I wanted to know what the outcome was. Because I know these type of things can take long. This was like in 2020, 2021. So I didn't know if it was still pending or if he won. Does it make a difference to you if he won a whole bunch of money and he's on the show or not?
I don't give two shits. The only thing I give a shit about is that we protect Niles at all costs. I love this man with my whole heart. I think he's a gem. I hope I'm not wrong, but I love him. I absolutely love him. The only reason I hope he didn't get a bunch of money is because she said he's sending her money.
And yeah.
That pisses me off because she's bad news.
That was my next question. I wanted to get your opinion on Matilda because we found out that she's kind of the provider for the family and they sell plantains.
Uh-huh.
And she said that they're not doing very well. So I was like, I wanted to get your opinion. Do you think he's sending her money like regularly, like on a regular basis?
The way she was acting tonight, he sends her a lot of money. Get yourself a girlfriend. No, I'm not sharing it. Can't wait to go to the U.S. There's no clubs here. This is boring. I can't wait to be with my American boyfriend. All the shit she said, everything that came out of her mouth, I was like, I am ready to fly there right now and block this. Even though it happened a year ago, I need to fly there and block this.
But do you think that she's taken advantage of him?
100%.
Because of it? Oh, so you do. So you think that it's probably easier for her to manipulate him because, you know, when someone comes out of their shell, like Niles, and loves someone, because he, you know, I watched that one show, Love on the Spectrum, right? So we kind of got an idea of how difficult maintaining a regular relationship can be with people that spectrum. So do you think it's easy for her to manipulate him because he's so invested? Absolutely. Because he he's when someone on the spectrum loves someone, they're literally in love with that person. They would do anything for that person. Absolutely. And they don't open up to people in that way. So I worried that she knows this. Like, she's learned that, no, like, she could threaten and say, oh, well, if you don't do this, if you don't send me this, I'll block you or I won't talk to you anymore. And I think that he'll feel cornered and he would have to do it. And I'm wondering if he's sending her money because he wants to, or if he's sending her money because he doesn't want to lose her. Yeah, that's what's crossing my mind.
I think both. I think he thinks that this is real love. He's got to wait for his family's approval and hopefully they don't ever approve. But in the meantime, he's going to send her money to keep her happy. And then he's going to go meet her and hopefully hope that it's real love. I want to put this man in a bubble and protect him.
Yeah, me too. I just, it's hard for me when I see, I think someone said they call them vulnerable. And I think when you're in his position, you know, you are vulnerable because when the way that certain people react and can read a situation, when you're on the spectrum, you can't always read the situation the way everyone else can. So people can get over on you and they can take advantage of you, and it would take you, if you see it, 3, 4, 5 times longer than someone who wasn't on the spectrum to pick up.
Yeah.
That they're taking advantage of you. And I just worry, because I think what really caught me as weird was she wanted them to get married so fast. And I was like, y'all haven't met and he's sending you money. He's coming to see you for the first time. And you want to get married. And I was like, that's strange. Yeah. Y'all aren't even engaged.
Nope.
But right? Like, married, that is crazy. Right to now,
the green card process is going to go faster. I can get my happy ass to the U.S. and start my life right there. That's what I said. That's what she said. She's got to go. She's got to go. I'm ready to fly there and block it.
I really hope that he comes back and he doesn't bring her with him, you know, like, because again, even if that's the case, he would bring her here and time would go by before he realizes what she's doing, you know, because when you're in love, you know, even if you're not on spectrum, when you're in love, you don't see half the shit that everybody else
absolutely
sees, you know, you don't see any of it because you really want that person to be the person you want them to be. Yeah. So, oh, this is hard. Okay. So I want to talk about Brian, right? Because Brian is in Colombia with Ingrid, and he dropped all this info, right? So first of all, you didn't get to react with us, me and Gina, last week. So give me your reaction on the way that he told Ingrid about his past. This with the
narcissistic gaslighting piece of shit.
So he was upset because he was like, oh, I feel judged, and I feel like you're not giving me a chance. How did, because the way that he made this on her was really impressive to me, because I was like, how is you being a liar and withholding information and not telling her things, how are you disappointed in her? Because he's like, I'm just so disappointed in her reaction.
Narcissistic gaslighting piece of shit.
Do you feel like he thinks that he can treat people any way he wants and then you're not supposed to react because, I don't want this to come out wrong,
the world,
but because
he's in a freaking wheelchair. Yes. That's how he said it. Yeah.
Right. Because I feel like he has this victim mentality where if somebody doesn't do what he wants, he's like, well, I'm just a guy in a wheelchair. And it's like, well, no, she's not upset with you.
Rewind to the beginning. They introduced him. Your reaction, my reaction, all of America's reaction. He comes out. Oh, what a sweetheart.
Okay. I did. You're right. Okay. I did.
Well, why is he in a wheelchair? Oh my God, he got shot. Poor guy. Oh my God, he was carjacked. Poor guy. Well, she doesn't know the whole story. We're like, okay, we need the whole story. Now we have the whole story, and I'm ready to shoot his ass myself.
See, what's interesting to me is he's a narrative controller.
Yeah.
And that's how he got us. He only wanted us to know a certain amount of information, and he did the same shit to Ingrid. Yep. She could only know a little bit of the story so he could rope her in. And that's exactly how he got us. Because I was like, oh, he's a nice guy. He's so independent. I want him to be happy. He's been married 4 times. He's just trying to find the right girl. But he got us because he didn't tell us anything.
Yep.
And he did the same to Ingrid. He was like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to tell her anything about me until I'm there and forcing myself. Oh, so how do you feel about him forcing himself to the house to meet Arthur? Because she said that she wasn't ready for that.
Literally, when he dropped her off at the house and she said, this, stop here, this is my house, I was like, girl, you never should have shown him where you live.
And yeah, she should have took an Uber. Yep. That's what I thought, too. I was like, because you said that you didn't want your parents to know and you weren't ready for him to meet your son, you should have protected your, because this is your safe space, right? And if he, you can't trust him. You can't trust him because you didn't, couldn't trust him to tell you the truth. You couldn't trust him to be honest. So you shouldn't trust him in your safe space. And I knew that he was going to do it, because when he said it at the dinner, he was like, oh, well, I want to meet your son. And she's like, no, we're not.
Yeah.
We're not there. And the way that he forced it, it just, it gave me a weird vibe, because I was like, you shouldn't force that. That's something that her as a mom has to decide when it's time to do. You don't get to just show up and say, well, I'm here, let me in so I can meet your kid.
Yep.
I hated that. And it's like, he does this, he does it in every aspect. Like he doesn't give her all the information. And then when he gives her the information, he gaslights her for being hurt.
Yep.
And it's like, well, you can't gaslight her for being hurt because she's only hurt because you didn't tell her. Right. Yep. Like you, I don't know. He just gives me this weird vibe. And I think that he makes it seem like, well, he did in the first episode. He was like, well, I'm single. I've been married 4 times. He's like, most people can't accept the fact that I'm a quadriplegic. And I was like, well, look here. I don't think the issue is you being in a wheelchair. I think the issue is you're a liar.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, don't put people in a wheelchair in the same category as you. People in a wheelchair have nothing to do with you being a liar and treating people the way that you treat people. These 4 wives ran from you for a reason. And I guarantee you, none of those times were because you were in a wheelchair. It's because you were lying, cheating, or whatever you're doing, right?
One of them every week literally had you shot in the back.
Like, right? Oh my, I don't want to laugh, but you're right. Yeah. She literally tried to end him. Yeah. Like, this is how women feel about you. So please, please, please stop making it seem like the wheelchair has anything to do with those failed relationships. Because we're watching this relationship with Ingrid, and I can automatically see why he's single at 51 and can't keep a woman in his life, because he's dishonest. He omits the truth. And then he gaslights them. He makes them feel bad for not embracing his lies. Yeah. I think that's what's crazy.
Yeah. So he lied about his age. He lied about being a drug addict. He lied about being a drug dealer. He lied. He lied. He lied. He lied. He lied. Then he says, her lack of compassion, her reaction shows me a lack of compassion. My reaction, you think that showed a lack of compassion? You would have shit your pants if you saw my reaction.
She was very respectful.
I would have
got
up and flipped that fucking wheelchair upside down and said, done.
Right? I mean, yeah, that's what I thought. Like, her, when she was in the car and he dropped the information, I was like, that was the time where she should have just blew up.
Yeah.
And was like, you lied to me about your age. You lied to me about this. Because she said it. She was like, if I would have known everything about you and your past, I don't think you would be here right now.
Absolutely.
And then the fact that he's like, well, she's not compassionate. And I'm like, she doesn't have to be compassionate to you when you're a liar.
Yep.
Right? Like, compassion is something that we give people that are honest and decent and good. Yep. You know, that's what we show those people. We show them compassion. But I was like, when you treat people like shit, they're going to treat you like shit in return. But don't be surprised.
He also lied about, excuse me, about being independent and I can do all this stuff on my own, which he can. Then he shows up. Oh, I need you to help me with my pants. I need you to help me with my shower. I need you to help me. You lying piece of shit. Like, he's up there. He is above Lauren and Kyle. What's his face? He is on the top of my yuck list.
I really did like him at first, but now I see he got me the same way he gets all these women. He releases the right amount of information to build a false narrative.
Yep.
And then he gets you. And then when he has you roped, he lets the information go and then gaslights you.
I can't wait.
And it's like,
what bomb he's going to drop next week.
You think there's more?
He said there's more.
What could it possibly be now?
I don't know. He said something about, I haven't even told her the whole story yet.
Oh my God. So, she should just get a restraining order and call it a day.
As soon as he said that, I was like, I cannot with this man.
At this point, call the police department and just have them come get him.
Yep.
Like, at this point, there's no. Because if he's
doesn't she live on a hill?
Yeah, I saw it. Just push him. push him out, right? He can't get back in.
My bad.
That's a cruel thing, but when you treat people the way you treat people, you gotta that's to be expected. Yep. Oh, so Veya and Rory are in South Africa, and she's trying to hide him in the airport, right? Like, I'm trying to understand. So my first thought with Veya and Rory is they're in love with each other still. 100%. Do you still get the vibe? Oh, so yeah. I'm trying to understand. And okay, so the backstory, Veya, she was adopted. She had a lot of issues growing up, and her brother was killed by law enforcement, which in turn, her and Rory's baby, she had a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. So they have that trauma bond. Mm-hmm. And she said that, you know, what she was going through, it was difficult to maintain a healthy relationship, obviously. It was difficult to maintain a healthy relationship, so they grew apart and broke up. But I just don't understand why they aren't together now.
Yeah.
Right? Because if she feels she's ready to get back into a relationship, I think it should be with him.
Yeah.
Because she's so worried about what he thinks, and she can't do this without him, and she needs him for support. Why can't they just be together? I don't understand where Sunny...
Because she... Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs too. Bitch be crazy.
She is crazy. I tell you, she definitely is. I'm just trying to follow along with the narrative of Sunny and where he goes. And like, there's so far, a puzzle.
I feel bad for him. I know we haven't really met him yet, but I feel bad for this dude.
He seems really innocent, right? Like, yeah. He said he had his first kiss at 12, and he had a like one girlfriend
21.
When he was 7.
He said 21.
Oh, not 12, yep. 21, 21. Yeah. And his first kiss was at 20. Yeah. So I feel like he's not emotionally equipped to deal with such a cluster of craziness. Uh-huh. And I feel like this is kind of like gonna destroy him relationship-wise.
Yep.
Because he seems sweet, you know. I know that he wants her to convert, you know, that's whatever. He's a Muslim, I get that. But like, as a guy, he seemed like a sweet person. Yeah. And I feel like she's gonna destroy. You know how there's like a good person and then some toxic person comes to destroy them? I feel like she's the toxic person headed to South Africa to destroy that sweet, innocent person.
Absolutely.
And then he's gonna be like, you know, damaged now. Like, that's how, and because this is going to be his last girlfriend, and she's bringing, you know, I said on Twitter, I was like, you're bringing your old dick to meet your new dick.
Literally.
And how do you think this is going to go? Because she's like, oh, well, you know, he'll probably be mad. But I was like, no, he's not going to be mad. He's going to feel disrespected.
Yep.
Because the first time you meet the person that you want to be with, you should just bring yourself. You wouldn't bring your mom. You wouldn't bring your sister. You wouldn't bring... Well, you might bring your dog, but like, you wouldn't bring anybody else, right? And I feel like it's especially for his culture, where having men around is like disrespect.
Yeah.
So I was like, you bringing the person that you used to, not only did you used to have sex with, but you are going to have a baby with. Not in only reason why it didn't is because unfortunately it passed. There, you would have the baby.
Literally.
That was exactly what you wanted, and that bond. That's really strong. If you were going to have a baby with somebody, you freaking love that person.
Absolutely.
So bringing that, because it's like a competition, because it's like he wants to love you, but then you're bringing the person that you're really, really, you were really in love with. He's going to feel like he has to win you over. And that's not fair.
Rory's face was so sad when he says, okay, so when we get there, what's happening? And she's like, well, we're going to go to our hotel and you can go to yours.
I saw that. Do you think, okay, so I had a question because I was watching their interactions and I got a weird vibe. Do you think that there's still like benefits going on between them? Because I got a vibe that they were still having sex. So you got the vibe too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't just me. Because I was like, they're acting like there was tension. And I was like, if he's really, because she said that he had to fly into town, so he's not local. So I was like, why are y'all acting like y'all be having sex?
Because
I got this weird vibe. And you're right. When she was talking about Sunny, he had a weird look on his face, like he was disappointed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, again, like, so why are y'all doing this? Why is she doing this when he's right here? He's literally right here. Just be with him and don't be wasting everybody else's time.
She's already got me on the deep end on her. I can't. I just feel like I need to put Rory and Niles in a bubble and Ingrid all in a bubble.
Yeah.
Them. And we'll take Chitty. He's good, even though he's there for the story.
Yeah, I'll take he's there for the... Oh, Now that we know that their story is BS, I want to ask you about his eyesight story, because it's very outlandish and crazy, right?
Yeah.
So he said that the apple fell on his eye, and then the pain went away, and then he stopped being able to see. And then, or no, a year later, I think he said there was a glaucoma, and he doesn't even know if those two things are related.
He has no idea.
This whole...
And then... Didn't he hit a wooden desk in the first episode, and now he hit a wooden bench?
Yeah. It was a wooden desk, then a wooden bench. I thought he said it was a desk at school, is what he said the first time. And now it's a wooden bench. And this whole thing is really confusing me. And then I saw somebody posted a picture. He was wearing a watch in one of the photos.
Oh, that's funny.
So what...
Well, I don't know. All she kept saying was, yay, we get to see monkeys. I'm never going to leave his side again. Look, 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 we're at the top now. You don't say that shit to a blind man.
And she said something really weird to me too. I had to bring this up. She was like, you realize if you weren't blind, I wouldn't be here. And she's like, do you believe that it was a miracle, or like this happened so we could be? And I was like, so you're saying, do you feel happy that you lost your eyesight? That basically what she was saying. I was like, what kind of crazy thing do you ask someone? Are you happy that something horrific happened to you so we could be together? And then the fact that she like says that his eyesight is such an obsession for her is even more weird, because she's like, I just love that he's blind. I'm like, that's a weird thing to say.
Literally, I agree. I was like, what is she even saying? She's crazy.
Because she's like, crazy. Aren't you like, because she's like, do you feel like happy or glad that this happened? I'm like, no, he's not happy that he can't see, dumbass. Like, why would you say that? Like, what a weird thing to say. And then she's like, well, this is like a miracle. This was like God. God did this. You think God took away his eyesight so he could give you a blind person because you got a blind person fetish? Do you think that's what God is spending his time doing right now? We have an election. Really?
And
we have
an election coming up. To say that he was misguided by his faith. Who are you to say what anything to do with his faith? You don't know what his faith is. Mm. You have no idea his relationship with God.
Well, first of all, she doesn't even believe in it. She believes in aliens and the Illuminati.
Yep.
And she's telling him what his religion did for her. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't even believe in it. Why would God go out of his way to do something for you that you don't even believe in it?
Yep.
Wouldn't he do something for somebody who actually believes in him before he would do it for you?
Yep.
It just, I don't know. It really bothered me when she said that, because I was like, I would never in a million years ask someone who was, say, in a wheelchair, be like, aren't you glad that this happened so we could be together?
Yeah.
That is an insanely disrespectful, offensive thing to say to anyone. No one is ever happy that something like this happens to them. And no one thinks that this was a miracle. Right. No, miracles are when people were born blind and now can see, right? It's the freaking opposite of what happened.
Absolutely.
So I am so disgusted with the fact that she said that. And even he was like, makes me question. And I'm like, you should question. You should, if anyone says this out loud, question them.
Absolutely.
That is not something that you should ever say to someone who is suffering from blindness. Like, aren't you glad that you're blind? What the hell is wrong with you?
Yep. I agree.
It just was, this episode was a lot for me. So, but, oh, and she also said, before she said that, I forgot. She was like, if there was a surgery that I could pay to get to help you see again, I would. And then within the same breath, she was like, you do realize if you weren't blind, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
That caught me as strange too, because she said that first and then followed it up with, well, don't get your eyesight back because I'll leave you. You're like, what the
heck? Literally. But if glaucoma is what caused his blindness, there actually is a surgery you can pay for. Now shut the hell up and pay for it.
Wait, so there's a surgery?
Yeah. For...
Glaucoma? Well, yeah, because he said one eye was a glaucoma. The other eye, he said he hit
so
on a...
Even if you could pay for it and give him 50% of his vision back, that's 50% more than he has right now. So pay for that shit, get your crazy ass home, send him the money, and get out of his eyesight. That would be... Well,
I feel like if he did have his eyesight back, she would leave him. And I think that makes it that makes it worse for me. Because she doesn't really love him. It's like, because if you love someone, you love them the whole person.
Yeah.
Their flaws, their issues, their disadvantages, you just love them. And she was just like, well, I love you because of your disadvantages.
Yep.
Which is just weird. No one ever says that. Usually you...
Thing anybody could ever say. Typically you would say, I love everything about you.
Right.
I love
and you don't want to change. Right. And if you do want to change them, you want it to go from blind to sight.
Yep.
You don't want it to go in the other direction. So I'm interested in seeing if there will be someone who offers up some services like a surgery that could help him.
Yeah.
Right. Because he said it. He's like, oh, the doctors didn't know what to do for me. And I was like, maybe they just hadn't seen this specifically in your area, in your region.
Yeah.
You know, because glaucoma is pretty common. In our
country. Most people in America smoke weed.
Well, right. I know like two people off the top of my head that have glaucoma.
Yeah.
So like it's much more common. Yeah. So I'm wondering if he can have at least one eye repaired and be able to see. And if that's what comes out of this, if they are doing a fake storyline and he actually gets the surgery, I feel like that's a win. Right? Yeah. I feel like that's a win because nobody deserves to go through what he went through.
And that would be the best thing that ever came out of TLC.
Right? I would love to see somebody donate their time or service or recommendation, something to help bring his sight back. And then I'll feel like we're actually doing something positive other than just judging every day. Right? But, like, I feel like
he would have to be, as soon as it doesn't matter who it is, could be the most world-renowned doctor on the planet that says, I'm going to do this surgery for you for free. Like, my heart goes out. She would step up and she would say, if it wasn't for me, you would have never been on the show and this would have never happened. And now you can see, and now I have to leave because I'm crazy and you can see it.
He can see it, not the, we can all see it. You don't need eyesight to see that Renee is not all there.
But he can see the facial expressions when she's saying, don't kill that chicken.
Well, yeah. That's scary in itself. I'm sure that his sister Victoria had a long conversation with him that night.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you what this lady said and did at the market. Because, you know, you have to explain, like she was trying to explain and describe. I'm pretty sure Victoria described to him in great detail the craziness of this American, right? I'm pretty sure she was like, let me tell you how crazy she is. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he knows. But I think he knew already. Like, honestly, I think he knew before she got here. That she wasn't all there. I think that he might not want to say it on TV, but I think he knew he was getting himself into some shit. I think he knew.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so we're going to come back Tuesday because I'll be in Texas tomorrow and I can't go live tomorrow, but we're going to come back Tuesday. Mama's Boy and The Other Way. So we'll do those two shows on Tuesday, and Mama's Boy is good. Have you been watching?
I love
it. Oh my God.
Oh my
gosh. It's so good, right? This season is, they outdid themselves. So yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about The Other Way, which is also good. Like, honestly, TV's great right now.
It is.
Isn't it? I don't know. TV's great right now. I'm really happy. So yeah, but we'll be back Tuesday. We'll take tomorrow off because I'll be out of town still. So we'll be back. Hopefully sometime soon. I'm going to text Didi, actually, because I'm thinking about Didi. Yeah. Hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, we can have Didi back on Tuesday. I would love that. But make sure you're following Kara, who is back, hopefully, to stay.
Yes, I am.
You stay very, very healthy.
I'm well now. I was so sick.
I'm so glad you're healthy and better. We missed you so much. I'll make sure you're following Kara. I'm going to tag her in this video. Make sure you're following me on all social media platforms, at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Here we get your podcast. Type in The George Massey Show. If you're on Twitter, Shibuti and I are going to do a live after show in about 15, 20 minutes on Twitter. And then that's going to go up on his podcast. So we're going to be continuing the conversation even more. Thank you for joining us. And I'm going to talk to all of you guys on Tuesday. Everybody have a good night.
Bye.